fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday. It is Tuesday, the 25th day of January. The prepper tip of the day is to pray for wisdom and knowledge. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. We have Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer. Jeff Nyquist, his website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His book's for sale at amazon.com. And Steve Ben-Noon for maybe half an hour or so. His website's israelinewslive.org. I say again, israelinewslive.org. His family's had some serious financial issues due to family health issues, and he is accepting donations at israelinewslive.org. Gentlemen, let's go ahead and take this caller here. We got Wayne in Texas. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, John and gentlemen. I've got a question for Steve. About 4 to 6 weeks ago, Steve, you were on John's show here. And you touched on a subject, and it was towards the end of the hour, and you had to go, and you weren't back. I'd like to hear you expand on the 3 moon bases, what you know about them, how you found out about it. Are they our bases, Russian, Chinese, alien? What's going on up there? If you could expand on that, I'd like to hear that.
Yes, we actually we have 3 bases ourselves up there, but we're not the only ones. The Chinese also have a base there, as well as Russia. And that's part of our secret space program that is, of course, not made public. And the only reason I actually was able to find out about it is because of working on this Planet X project that they're doing right now. So probably wasn't anything that I had to know, but it was just the fact that on the bases there, those are used mainly for tracking objects in space to give us a little bit better advantage. They are on the what we call the edge of the dark side, and kind of like down in a little area there to where you can't see it from Earth. That was one of my thoughts, questions I had when I first heard about this, is can we actually see it? I said, no, not really. You can't see it because we're enough where they can get the light from the sun, but at the same time, kind of like down in a little canyon area that makes it very difficult to be able to see. And of course, what happened was the fact our power plant blew up, and I haven't asked to see if they fixed. I'm sure they've resolved it by now, but it runs off of the three parts of hydrogen is what's on the surface of the moon because of all the space. That really is very abundant in space. And they say it's far more efficient than nuclear power or fossil or anything else. So, but that's the purpose, at least that's the only purpose I'm aware of. We do have, and this is what's interesting, and I'd like to know if it's actually possible to be able to see, but just like we have the space station that orbits the Earth, there is a, we have a space station up there that orbits the moon. And, but I don't know if it's in a visible location to where maybe somebody could pick up on it, but I mean, who knows? But that's about as much as I know about it. But it is causing a lot of problems for us because of they're more and more of this binary system approaches, the more debris we're facing, things like that. And so it's causing a lot of problems not being able to track these things properly or more efficiently, I might say.
Well, I just as a note, I've been, I guess, an amateur astronomer since I was a kid back in the 60s and read just about everything the library ever had. But there have been sightings of flashes or flares on the moon by guys with their telescope. I don't know if they're professional amateurs, too, but since like the late 1800s. So there's been something going on the moon. Something has been making flashes and lights or whatever you want to call it. It's been going on for some time and hard to say. But
That would go, and there again, it's very difficult. You get a lot of people that don't believe in aliens and stuff like that, but they were on the moon before we were. And so I can see why people would see flashes going back perhaps that far, because they've had their own presence up there. And, and all I can say is what I've been told on this, but it's kind of interesting. But I hear that when we went to the moon, that we ran into the reptilians there. How much of that? I mean, everything is shrouded in secrecy. And you can't, sometimes I wonder why. Why do they want to make everything so secret? Really, what is the big deal? If you've got a NASA program and China and Russia also have this type of technologies and capabilities, what's the big deal about all the secrecy? But they, for some reason, they just like to keep all that secret and don't want anybody to know about it. But more and more, they're wanting to disclose things. And I know that this is supposed to be the year that they're going to disclose that we have been in contact with extraterrestrial life forms. Specifically, they're going to use Nordics or Venetians because they look human. They figure they don't want to cause culture shock for the world. And but how much they're going to be willing to say, who knows? We'll have to see how that goes.
Okay, Steve. I appreciate the update. Thank you.
Okay, Wayne.
Thank you.
Steve, before we get to any more callers, is there anything of great importance that's really imperative you want to get across before this you have to go on to your next project?
Let's do this, John. If we can take one more caller, let me quickly go over the notes.
Okay.
Because we've had three meetings in 1 week this week with people.
Roger
up there,
that.
And I just
okay.
want to see what's most important.
We'll go ahead and review your notes. Our next caller is Charlie in Florida. Good morning, Charlie.
Everyone. I actually agree with you, Mr. Benoon, on your assessment of what's going on. It does have to do, I believe, all that's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And I believe also, I didn't catch all of what you had to say, but you said something about Russia not, Trump not backing down, no matter what the scenario, with Taiwan. And I think that's really maybe what we're looking at. I think what we got has happened is perhaps a CIA or an FBI coup or something of that nature, maybe jointly together, where they rigged the election, got Trump out of there because he was also against Germany getting oil, you see, from the Nord Stream 2, which you mentioned, which was is going to supply, Europe and Germany especially with oil. he was against that too, and so he was totally against that, and he would have defended Taiwan. So I think that maybe what we saw was what we got here now is that they arranged it to where he got booted out of office, and so that maybe perhaps these two events could take place. So that because I'm not sure, you know, what side our special ops people are on, you know, I mean, CIA or whatever. I don't think they're on our side, but they might be. But anyway, I agree with everything you said. I think it does have to do with the oil. And I think, but I also think that, see, we could not possibly defend both areas at the same time. And I think it's possible that this meeting that I didn't know about, but you brought up about China, I guess it was Jeff that brought it up, but that Putin is going to meet with the leader there in China, that they, you know, it's possible they could be talking over about Taiwan's move or China's move into taking over Taiwan. So we couldn't do both areas at the same time. We might be able to stave off them in Russia, you know, for a while. And we might be able to stave off stuff going on in Taiwan, but we doing them both around the same time, at the same time, there's no way. I don't think we could do it. So, yeah, I'd like to hear your opinion on what I just said and, and some other things, if you like.
Absolutely. The situation with, let me just think of which one's the best one to touch on here. When it comes to President Trump, and by the way, there's still a very conservative effort for him to get back in office. I know Trump's son, he is texting multiple times a day, the friend of mine in Washington, and looking for people that can be a part of putting him back in office. And although he's always been a diehard Trump supporter, he does have some reservations. But let's go into those of what happened to President Trump. The election was rigged, and it was rigged for at least one reason I know of. And I think the situation of what would happen with Taiwan probably was already known back then. It was never, I was never privy to that. But it was Afghanistan that really caused them not to want him back in office. And that was because Trump is more of a maverick. He said, and reading because I know what went on behind the scenes, when they were talking about leaving all of our military equipment there, and of course they were trying to justify, to make it look good, that, well, it's just cheaper, it's more expensive for us to move it all back, upgrade the technology. And so we'd be better off just leaving it behind. Well, that deal had already been worked out, though, with the Obama administration and Hillary Clinton, that they were going to leave it behind so that when we did pull out, the Taliban would have access to it for the wars that they were planning on in the future. That's where you know that these wars are scripted. So Trump said, though, he said, there's no way. He said, If we leave it behind, okay, we can leave it behind. I understand the costs involved, but I'm going to blow it all up. They didn't want that to happen. Now, that's just one of no telling how many more reasons that they decided that, you know, their control, I'll put it like this, the control they had over him, like every president when it comes to these elites that are behind the scenes running things, was risky. In this case here, they felt like that, you know, he may do something that would upset the plans of the New World Order, and so therefore they didn't want to take that risk. So that's really where that came in. That's how that played in and why they took him out. But at the same time, I can't help but wonder, and we've speculated on this a lot, is the plan for him to go back in? And this is where a friend of his that I know has a little bit of reservation, because he now knows that Israel is supposed to be the head of the New World Order, and yet he's been a staunch supporter of Israel as well. He's actually advises on Israel as well as Russia. And so that's a great concern. You know, would he be duped into believing it's a good thing on what they're doing? Because there's nothing good about this New World Order. And I know that when they set everything up, the city, what they call Neom, that the Saudis have built down there in their country, Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and Israel will become a tri-state, and that'll basically be the head of the New World Order, Israel being the very, even kind of like it's in like a little pyramid shape right there, they would be the head of the whole system. This is not the Israelis, not the average Israelis that you're dealing with. This is the elites that are involved in it. And so they're setting it up. They're talking about moving the stone of Mecca to the third temple. I've been told that they're going to build a third temple during that time, or during Naftali Bennett's time. And that's the first time I've ever heard that said from our government, to where they know this is the time they're going to put it together. So there's a lot of strange things that are going on and that are going to be going on in the not-so-distant future. And then, of course, we're dealing... And here's my big question, I guess, in all this, too. I know they're talking about this binary system coming in, and I can't help but wonder, is the New World Order system supposed to be put in place before or after? And, you know, we hear about the 2030 agenda, things like that, but at the same time, 2030, 2031, when they have that comet, I forget the name of the comet that's coming out of the Oort cloud, you know, internally they've talked about, you know, that this could be extinction level type of event. You know, at one point they'll say it's going to miss the Earth, and then they're turning around and saying, well, if it does, it's going to hit such and such a place, and a 20-kilometer wide comet would just wreak havoc for the entire planet. So there's just so many strange things that are going on, and you can't help but wonder, you know, when I say wonder, I'm thinking about this New World Order project. Is this supposed to be after the calamities on the Earth, and it's basically resetting everything up again, a restart? And then again, when's this binary system coming through? That's a big question that's being wondered about right now with the scientists that we have, because we're tracking what we believe to be that, but the Vatican is tight-lipped, and they're really the gatekeepers. When they made the Lucifer telescope, it was specifically designed not just for visuals, but frequency tracking of Planet X, and we know that they have the most accurate information. Our scientists are saying, and they change the timing and everything on a daily basis. This is one thing that probably drives a lot of people crazy. Why does it change so frequently like that? Why can you know, still they're looking at 2029, but why could it change a month or 6 months later or something like that? And the way that they've explained it to me is that they said every planet is a living organism. And they said because they're living, different things affect those planets, affect the gravitational pulls, things like that, whether it's a comet that goes by, if it's hit by asteroids, or if it's energy that the planet is receiving. And as it does that, it affects the movement of that binary system, whether it slows it down, speeds it up, whatever the case may be. And that's why, you know, in fact, we got this new supercomputer now that we have immersed in nitrogen, and even that changes the calculations. So it's a very fluid situation. And going back to the issue about the base on the moon, the three bases we have there, that's why that's so vital as well, because that's part of our tracking system of watching that binary system. But we're looking at 2029, but I know Mike from around the world is thinking more along the lines of 2024 and we're wondering why.
Well, the only thing I could add to any of that is that on the situation on the moon, where you were talking about the one of the stations lost power, is that years ago I was listening to George Aller. It was Art Bell, and the caller called in and said he was kind of odd, said he was from the future, and that they had during the night, during this period of time, there was a war on the moon between China and the United States over who was going to control the moon, and China won. So I don't know. maybe. That's kind of bizarre, but that's what the caller said.
Yeah, it's not. I can tell you that we do have confrontations from time to time. And right now, the biggest confrontation that we are facing when it comes to China and even Russia is on some of the, because of all this debris coming in from this binary system, we have discovered some very valuable minerals on some of these asteroids. And of course, big enough for us to land on them, mine them, et cetera. And on one particular one, I have no idea which one it is, I just have heard about this. It has got so much gold that we don't even have that much gold on the entire planet Earth. And so there is, I've been told we're going to end up in a space war over that particular issue. The Chinese have been wanting to try to maneuver it closer to Earth so that they could mine it longer. But yeah, we do have things like that. I haven't actually heard of the one about China and the United States and the confrontation on the moon. And not that I could probably really get that or not. It just depends. But I do know, though, now speaking of confrontations that are of extraterrestrial, in the last 6 months, Russia and Iran have had confrontations with the reptilians. And we're talking about even, as it was said to me, hand-to-hand combat. And I don't think they literally meant fighting like that. But in other words, exchange of weapons on the ground. Iran more so than Russia. And they're still trying to get a, trying to wrap their minds around it. At least we are. We had one with the reptilians back in 1974, and but we haven't had one since then. But we don't know why they're getting into confrontations with them now.
Well, I have no idea. Anyway, thanks for your comments. I appreciate it. I do agree with your assessment on Afghanistan, too, though, because, yeah, I know Trump did say he would blow that stuff up. I remember when he said that. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye. Okay. Thanks for the call, Charlie. All right. My goodness, this is breathtaking. Jeff, you got any follow-up? You've been listening very patiently before we go to our next caller.
Yeah, what is a Venetian? I'm just curious. I heard Steve refer to Venetians. What's a Venetian?
Steve?
The Venetians are actually an alien species from the planet Venus, and they live in the inside of the planet. The way we're taught in schools about the, I don't know what you'd call that, the anatomy of a planet is not really true, but there's, from what I've been told, there's about 300 of them that live on this earth here. They look human. The only difference between a Venusian and us is they tend to be taller. They're normally, women are 6 foot tall, 6 foot four, stuff like that, and the men can be as tall as 7 foot. But the other thing is anatomically they're different. They have two beating hearts in them, and they have a larger lung volume. So if one ended up in an emergency room and the doctors were examining them, that would be probably one thing that would freak them out. So they're the ones that they want. And they're although I was told you can't trust any of them, they're more peaceful than most alien species. So that's about the best I can tell you on them.
All right. Okay, let's get to our next caller here. We've got Susan in South Dakota. Good morning, Susan.
Hi. I want you to know I always appreciate your Tuesday roundtables. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, we hear you fine. Go ahead, dear.
Oh, good. Real quick. So I have a question for Steve. I have a lot of trouble following all of his information, because he's got a lot in his head, right? And it comes out. And so here's my question. I know that he has sources. He says he's been told by certain people and scientists that we have that tell him things, all this stuff. And I'm like, Steve, do you work for the government, or how are all your sources? Who are they? Because, like, you go into, like, war things, and then you go into aliens, and then you go into Venetians, and then you go into, like, tall people that aren't really from this planet. And I'm like, pick a lane, because I can't keep up. Anyway, I just want to know, who exactly are your sources? And if they're just friends from the government or people in the government, why should we trust any of your sources? Because I personally don't trust the government about any information, not even what's on the news. So I'm confused. And I'm trying to get it, you know, so please help me out with that.
Okay. Well, let's get a response from Steve. Go ahead, Steve. You hear this all the time, don't you?
Sure. Yeah, let me answer this before I cut out, though, John. You're right. It is, when you deal with this much information, I'm trying to disseminate so much in a short period of time, you do bounce from one thing to another. And, you know, I did work with the government years ago. I don't any longer, other than I've been asked to advise because of ancient documents. And so therefore, that's why I have that connection there. As far as who, as anybody would know, John could tell you this, you don't discuss those things. But I will say this, because some people wonder, why is this type of information coming out? This is being done not just with me. There are, like, for example, Mike from around the world is on Paul Begley's program. He's doing what we call soft disclosure. And whether or not the government is permitting that or not, I don't know how that's being done. I would think on his is more government allowing. But in the case that I deal with, you have believers that work in these different departments. There's not many. There's very few that are real genuine believers that work in our government. But whether they're scientists, whether they're advisors or whatever, they know that there's a lot of things that are coming our way, and they care about Christians and what's going to happen to them. And they are trying to find ways to get these things disseminated so that we're more aware of what's going on. And so for them, it's a major risk. If they were to ever be found out that they're doing it, you know, it's over for them. So you have to be very careful in how things are done. But at the same time, they know this next 8 years, 10 years, whatever it is that's on this planet, it's going to change so dramatically. And we are in a war. We're in a war against these, really, because who's behind it are the extraterrestrials. And the reason politicians are selling you out to vaccines and things like that is because they've been promised that they will be kept safe if they're willing to sell the people out. So they're there for their own hides and to protect themselves. And, you know, and as far as who, how, all the above, that'll never be known. You just can't do stuff like that. So that's about the best I can tell you on that.
Okay, Susan.
Thank you. That helps me a little bit to understand. I'll try to keep up better on these conversations because I get lost in them sometimes, but I do appreciate it, and thank you so much.
Understood. Steve, are we close to your time where you need to scoot out the door?
Yes, I am. I am running at the edge of that now, John, so I can listen in for just a little bit.
Okay. All right, well, we'll take our next caller here, John in Texas. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a question about a mockumentary type.
Hold on, John. We got a break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. Yes, I do private consultations. I really enjoy helping people gain the clarity, get the focus, get the information they need to make major decisions. That's what private consultations are all about. And happy to announce we have a new energy cleaner product. That is the Micro Plush Throws. They're beautiful. They're luxurious. Only $75 shipping included. You can put them on your bed, use them on your lounge chair, use them in your car. They're great. They're beautiful and very luxurious. Everything at my website at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line for your MicroPlush throw. It's real simple, 800-592-9543. This is Tuesday Morning Roundtable. Steve Manoon has moved on to his next project, and we have Leon Green with us, former U.S. Navy officer. We have we have Jeff Nyquist with us. His website's jrnyquist.blog. I say again, jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. And Jeff, once again, tell people how they can subscribe to your articles, please, sir.
Below every article and video is a PayPal button to support the site for a quarterly subscription for $15. And that helps me stay in business and to continue to research and publish. Yeah.
Very reasonable. John, tell us, what's your question, sir?
This one's for Steve. Is he still there?
Steve's gone. Steve's gone.
I had a question about
about an episode of British independent television aired in July of 1977 called Science Report, and they did what looked like kind of a mockumentary sort of episode about something called Alternative 3. A third alternative for escaping the dying planet. And there was somebody else I saw that did something about it. Would you have any information about that?
I don't myself. Steve's gone. Jeff, you got any response on that, sir?
I think I've heard Alternative 3, you said?
Yes.
Right.
I read about that years ago. Can you remind me what that is? That was from the late 70s, early 80s. I'm trying to remember when I read that. That was a long time ago, right?
The episode aired. It was supposed to air on April 1st, 1977, on April Fool's Day.
Uh huh.
But it was
played. I believe that was a hoax, that there was nothing really to that. And it came and went, and I remember having some interest in it and decided that it was not, there's nothing to it.
Hmm. Okay, so, anything else, John?
Steve would be somebody more qualified to answer that question, I think.
Well, we don't know unless we ask him. That's a possibility.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, thank you for the call. Looks like our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Yes, good morning, John. Good morning, Jeff. I don't know if Leon's there or not. I'm gonna give him some resources. John seems to be very curious and interested in finding out more information. Bill Broussard is an amateur astronomer, and he knows a great deal about Planet X and the biblical aspects of when it was here before. He has charts that can be downloaded at planet7x.net. It shows a lot of the timeline of when it's come through, what events were happening at that time. And Paul Bagley, this Friday and Saturday, is doing a webinar. He's going to have Gil Broussard, Marshall Masters, Steve, of course, is going to be there. Mike from Around the World, which is also Mike from the Council of Time. And they're going to be speaking about the effects of Planet X. And then, of course, there is a PDF out there of Velikovsky's. You've read his book, John.
Right.
Mike from Around the World said that the Earth has tilted somewhat. This just happened like a week or two ago. Things are progressing, and he says that there are two perturbers out there. Now, some of these objects are being picked up on the Alaska satellite. He didn't really say what it is that they are. He just said that there's two perturbers out there. He can only tell people certain things that aren't classified because he is compartmentalized, and it goes as far as the government. It goes as far as a need to know basis, not everyone in the government knows what other people in other sections of the government knows. I'm hoping that people keep this in mind and actually look into it. Gil Broussard also has a documentary on all about the ancient records, like the ancient Chinese records and everything. He's traveled. He's done very extensive research. And his documentary is also available on Vimeo, on Roku. So I hope that'll help them out. I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you. I know Gil Broussard. We spent a weekend at a conference together. Gil's an excellent researcher and has done excellent work. Let's see. Our next caller is Deborah in Arizona. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, gentlemen. I was just having another of my thoughts. So all of you can answer. Regarding Ukraine, it looks like the leader is trying to communicate not to have fear, not to jump the gun, maybe communicating to us not to send troops in, because it was said earlier that then Russia would attack for sure. And then the second thought was, if Putin is going to meet with the leader of China, is it possible that they're together on entering Ukraine for both benefits of each country?
Okay. I don't know what benefit China would get out of that. Jeff, what do you think, sir?
China can't enter. China's armed forces can't enter Ukraine. China's in Asia, in East Asia. They don't have any troops in Russia or bordering Ukraine, so they can't invade it. They won't be entering it.
Yeah, I understand that. But would he be using Putin as using his military to go in for some benefit of China?
As if the Russian military is a Chinese toy?
Exactly.
No, it's not a Chinese toy. Look, for the last 30 years, a lot of people don't know this, but for the last 30 years, if you go back and you look at the testimony, Chris Cox of the Cox Commission that was researching our technology transfers to China, he did Senate testimony in 1998, or was it 99? And he told the Senate that the biggest surprise they had in investigating technology transfers to China was that in the 1990s, Russia was engaged in massive military technology transfers to China, helping China with nuclear warheads and missiles, helping to build up the Chinese military in the 1990s under Boris Yeltsin. And of course, under Putin, this has continued both with China and North Korea and in Iran. So this is a long-term alliance between China and Russia. It is not the case that Russia is China's puppet. You know, people think this way. China and Russia is considerably more scientifically advanced in weapons than China is. Russia has the largest nuclear arsenal in the world, much larger than ours. Ours is, we're using Minuteman IIIs. These are missiles that were deployed in the 60s. Our nuclear forces, not only our missiles, our land-based missiles, but our warheads are going to be past their shelf life next year sometime. The Russian nuclear warheads are modernized. They're new. Their missiles are new. They have ABMs. The S-500 is an ABM system. They're deploying regiment after regiment of those. Our ABM system is not even meant to intercept a Russian missile. It's to intercept like a North Korean missile, maybe. We've got 50 to 70 interceptors in Alaska and maybe 15 in California. The Russians have hundreds. They're deploying hundreds of interceptors, and they have 10 to 12,000 dual-purpose ABM SAMs and their S-400, S-300 systems that ring their country. They have massive civil defense in Russia, and they have civil defense in China. We don't have civil defense. Do you have a bomb shelter? People here don't even know the difference between protecting themselves from the different kinds of radiation. Russian high school kids are taught that, you know. China reestablished its air raid siren drills, civil defense drills, a few years ago. So this country is not serious, and Russia and China aren't puppets. They're of each other. They're allies. They've been allies for at least 30 years, I think for more than 60 years. I think the Sino-Soviet split was a deception to get us to build up China, and we've done it, and now we're in trouble because it's one clenched fist and they're coming after us. And now the military balance has turned decisively in their favor, and I'm not sure there's anything we can do.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Seeing them as allies, that makes sense. Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. I appreciate it.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. We appreciate that. Okay. Looks like our next caller is Dave in New York.
Hello, John. Hello, good morning. Yes, I wanted to mention this, and Steve Ben-Nun would go out on this limb as well if he were here. I sent you, John, last evening, a video, information on a video. Interior walls of White House have been prepared for demolition, question mark, from setting brush fires, which is Tim Brown of Sons of Liberty. This has been going around the Internet. Rob Revolt mentioned it on his show Sunday night. And it is perhaps a valid, honest video of a guy in the back of an SUV, standing behind it, open back, maybe working on a computer there, maybe setting off the charges, which are flashes that we see in the windows on the second floor of the White House in a night setting. Jeff, you may not have seen or heard of this. I don't know if either of you folks have any thoughts on this at the moment. The suggestion was that they had demolition walls set up outside. The concrete walls that were installed are demolition walls. I guess guys stand behind those walls and set off charges with remote, don't ask me, but and the idea is that they may demolish the thing and take Harris and Biden out of out of their position. So this would be a great 9/11 type event, and if it were to occur. But this is a speculation as well. Any ideas?
Well, do you know where this rumor is coming from? Who set it on?
This is a video. They're producing a video and trying
who,
to
who is
make
they?
A
who is they? Who is they?
The video the video is posted on the Internet. There's a video.
We don't know. We don't know who
all right. Here's my thought on it. I have two independent sources telling me that since the middle of last year, well, one of them saying it started last year sometime, the Russian nationals have been crossing the Mexican border in large numbers. There is intelligence information that the Mexican drug cartels have a agreement with the Russian military to help transport weapons and Spetsnaz commandos across the border to get them over the border. A Spetsnaz deployment has been underway. It's a large number. In World War, as Colonel Stanislav Lunov explained, he was a defector from the GRU who knew about the Spetsnaz deployments and actually was tasked with finding places to hide nuclear weapons that were smuggled into the United States by the Russians. He said it's a 6,000 to 8,000 man deployment. Viktor Suvorov has said similar things. These are sabotage troops and assassination troops. One of their targets would be the White House. To have planted in advance a story that the White House is going to be blown up by ourselves is ideal, because Americans then who see this video will believe that we blew it up ourselves for some kind of false flag, while the Russian Spetsnaz troops are running around attacking power stations and killing government leaders and attacking command and control outposts. I mean, World War III starts with Spetsnaz attacks on American soil, poisoning water supplies, taking down power plants, assassinating leaders, planning nuclear devices in cities or wherever. And this may be, look, people are all talking about Ukraine. They're talking about China invading Taiwan. You know that you can't have a world war, a surprise attack in a world war, without a mobilization. Well, guess what? The Russians and Chinese are both mobilized, we think, to attack Taiwan and Ukraine. What if China and Russia are using that to mask a mobilization to attack the U.S.? That Ukraine and Taiwan are not really the main objective of the mobilizations. That's right. A thought that I can't get out of my mind.
Well, Dave, I think you got more than you bargained for there.
Well, Jeff, no, it's really good. It's a different take on it from what the superficial take is that people generate from such a video. Jeff, have you seen the video? And if not, I would forward it to you just so you can see.
No, I haven't seen it, but I always, you know, I know how Russian disinformation and Maskarovka work because I've followed them and what they've done. And they always, before an attack, they always create propaganda. Disinformation is the meaning of the word, you know, desinformatia. It means, you know, propaganda is if the Russian government says it. But disinformation is Russian propaganda seeded through through Western outlets.
I got one more short comment.
Okay, we'll make it real quick because we do our summary. Hold on.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Fix bayonet. Nicole Colgren, wherefore many men have gone.
All right, let's wrap this up here, Dave. We need to do your final comments here.
Yes. The Sons of Liberty have in the past done misinterpretations. For example, they promoted Kaufman's no virus theory, which Jeremy Hammond, journalist, and Joseph Mercola, MD, have written about extensively others as well. So, but what exactly is going on here is good. Jeff, your input was great. Thank you. That's it.
Okay. Now we'll do our summary. We'll start with you, Leon, in 60 seconds, and wrap it up with Jeff. Go ahead, Leon.
I would say there's so many things to prepare for. And regardless of what happens over in Ukraine or if it hits our shores, I've already been to one war, and I don't want to go to another one. So if you're prepared,
Roger that.
And you, yes, sir. So my attitude is get focused, get prepared, and get started now, because you can't keep procrastinating. Eventually, you're going to have to pay for any procrastination, and now is the time to do it. So thanks.
Roger that. Roger that, Leon. Thank you, sir. Jeff, your summary, please, sir.
I'd like to point out that this notion that people have of a surprise attack, you know, like against the United States, their idea of a surprise attack as a bolt from the blue without any sign in advance is really a myth. War requires, if you think about it, thousands of actions that have to take place in advance. It can be seen from satellites or heard from other sources. And this kind of mobilization can't be done without detection. So if you're going to carry out a surprise attack, for example, on the United States, you're going to have mobilizations in the enemy states of the United States. Now, you know, there haven't been any call-ups in the United States.
No.
And yet these massive mobilizations have happened in Russia and China, and we're just sort of sitting there, oh, it's about Ukraine and Taiwan. So I submit to you that we're in a very dangerous place, and we've got very foolish leaders who are not understanding that this could be aimed at us.
Absolutely. My private sources confirm your private sources, by the way, and we're in dangerous territory, and I concur with Leon. I've been through one war as a young man. I went to Vietnam a boy. I came back a man, seeing intentional violent death up close and personal changes you. It changes you forever. And I don't want to see that. I don't want to have to deal with it. But if it comes, it comes. And if I have to become the happy warrior once again, I will do so. Jeff, thank you, sir. Leon, thank you. We'll have you back in the morning, Jeff. And Leon, we'll be talking privately soon, I assume.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you, Leon and Jeff. Well, my goodness. In time of peace, prepare for war. We are at war right now, biological warfare, but we saw the appearance of peace. And do what you got to do, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner, your essential oils now while you can. Never, ever get your guns. Please do a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.